The NFL annual meetings officially wrapped up Wednesday morning here at the Arizona Biltmore in Phoenix, Arizona. Phil Milani here with Andrew Mason. And Mace, obviously the biggest news this weekend was the Raiders relocating to Las Vegas. But other than that, what was your biggest takeaway from the weekend?
Well, certainly there's a lot of talk about the NFL banning leaping. That's such a rare play that I don't think it's as big a deal as a lot of other people do. I'm looking at the pace of play stuff in terms of changing how commercials are spaced out, avoiding the commercial kickoff, commercial, you know, kind of, you know, a deadly sequence in the flow of the game. And then one thing that they tabled, and it's not about pace of play, but certainly about the way games are played, is overtime. They've talked about reducing it from 15 minutes to 10 minutes in the preseason and regular season. It's something that the owners are going to discuss at the May meeting after tabling it at this week's meeting. The interesting thing, though, Phil, is it's not like a lot of these rules change where you can experiment in the preseason, because who wants preseason overtime?
Nobody.
So if they do it, it's going to have to be a one-year regular season experiment with real consequences. So I wonder if that's sort of holding back the acceptance, at least for 1 year, of doing that.
Commissioner Roger Goodell also tabled the celebration rules. He said that he wants to talk to a group of players, and I'm sure guys like Von Miller and Emmanuel Sanders are very interested to see what the league does there.
Are they going to be in that group of players? That's what I'd like to know.
Exactly, exactly. From a Broncos perspective, what were your biggest takeaways?
Well, Vance Joseph spoke on Tuesday, and he talked about a lot of subjects. You know, the quarterback thing, I think that's been beaten to death over the last few weeks. Nothing really new there. Not that there's really going to be anything new. But I look at what he talked about in terms of improving the defense, improving run defense, and what it does on the first possession. He wants to use a variety of formations and a variety of tactics, not be so wedded to using the base stuff right away, because as he says, teams spend an entire week working on that, so they know what's coming. So if you change it up, you sort of force them to change what they're doing, and they get caught a little bit off guard. And then on the offensive side, Demaryius Thomas, he wants more out of him, wants Demaryius Thomas to be dominant. And it's not just going to be about what Demaryius does. It's about getting him in situations to succeed. And they want to move him around. Vance Joseph talked about not just having him outside, having him in the slot, getting him involved in the screen game, because, you know, he's very good when he takes a short pass and, you know, gets ahead of steam, gets a blocker in front of him, and takes off. So maybe the bubble screen with Demaryius Thomas could be a big part of the offense this year.
That's going to wrap up our coverage here from the NFL annual meetings in Phoenix, Arizona. Mace, sad to leave this place, right?
Oh, I know. I mean, this is the perfect time of year to be in Arizona. A couple of months from now, a little toasty, but just a glorious week down here. We mean it. We wish you were here.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our coverage. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.